Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, 721 News Talk 830 WCCO. John Hines in for Dave Lee, and Dave will be back tomorrow at the normal time here. Joined this morning by Dr. Michael Osterholm, who we know from the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Prevention, the University of Minnesota. You hear him on frequently here on WCCO talking about a couple of things. Good morning, Dr. Osterholm. How you doing? Long time since you and I.
Good to talk to you.
It's been a while here. So, hey, there was an interesting outline just recently. I think it came from the CDC. A good deal of concern about not only the holiday season, but the spread, super spreader season. I think they were talking about the 6 weeks between, let's say, Thanksgiving and the first of the year, New Year's. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, we've actually commented quite a bit on it, to the chagrin of some, in the fact that right now we're seeing tremendous transmission in our communities. I mean, we're at an all-time high, and things are rapidly becoming much more serious. And a lot of this is just because of widespread community transmission, restaurants and bars, weddings, funerals, family reunions, birthday parties, school-related events, even high school and junior high sports. And the challenge is that during the holiday season, we come together as families from all over the country, traveling, getting together. And that has been, for many, many years, the time that we often see lots of influenza virus transmission. And so we surely expect we're going to see even more COVID virus transmission during this time if families do get together. And, you know, our center has been advocating for some time that families really rethink this holiday season. And, you know, this is our COVID year. It's not like last year, and hopefully it's not going to be like next year if we get vaccines. But this year, you know, the last thing you want to do is have someone take the virus home to mom or dad or grandpa and grandma and have them become ill. And we've had far too many instances where people have died. So, you know, we fully support the concern the CDC has, and our own data here shows that more and more of our transmission problems are occurring in homes among people who think they know each other completely, and they do know each other well, except they don't know who's infected and who's not.
Indeed. So you mentioned influenza and the influenza virus, which we see the spread of that at this time of year. What are you hearing about the numbers of people who are being vaccinated against influenza? Are they taking perhaps a greater awareness, a heightened level of awareness because of all the other things?
We're definitely seeing people getting their vaccines for influenza. We urge them to continue to get vaccinated. You know, even a vaccine that's only 50% effective against influenza, that's still a lot better than zero. And while we don't know what the influenza season will look like this year, you know, we don't want to take chances of having kind of the double whammy of both COVID and influenza in our communities at the same time. So we urge people to get vaccinated. As you know, now is the time to do it. It's at that season where we start to see influenza virus pick up, if they're going to. We did have good news in the sense that this past summer, the winter in the southern hemisphere actually was one of the mildest flu years on record. And the question is that just because the viruses are competing, because measures taken to reduce transmission of COVID viruses, reduce influenza, we don't know. But, you know, don't take a chance. We don't want to find ourselves in a serious epidemics of both occurring at the same time.
Saw an interesting story, read about this. It just happened in northern Minnesota between a number of people from the Salvation Army. I think there were some 62 people that were gathered for a conference, and just it seemed like, bam, just like that, fully one-third of them managed to come down with COVID-19.
You know, when you bring people together like that, that's what you can expect to have happen. That's why we keep talking about this is our COVID year. It's not business as usual. And, you know, anytime you bring people together in public places, in rooms together, and particularly now as we get into this colder weather, where indoor air is going to become much more of an important factor. We know that the viruses, when you're outside, dissipate rather quickly into the environment, into the air, and reduces the concentration of the virus when two people are together. But when you're indoors, it's not the case. The air is moving at a much, much, much slower pace, and we often will see in a room where someone's talking for even 10, 15 minutes, it really fills the air in this invisible cloud of virus. And so indoor air is a real problem, and I know that the Salvation Army said that they took measures at their meeting to reduce transmission. But again, you can see what can happen there. And so people really need to rethink, is this the way you want to get together? We all would like to be together physically. We'd like to be able to go back to our entertainment venues and so forth. But again, this is our COVID year. And, you know, we're seeing the number of hospitalizations, the number of deaths increase, and the number of cases really increasing. And so we need to be mindful of that.
It still amazes me, Dr. Osterholm, when I hear people talk about the fact that, well, a mask doesn't really do anything, doesn't make any difference. And it gives me pause to wonder, why have doctors been wearing masks in operating rooms since, I don't know how far back they date, but they seem to think that there is some benefit to being masked in a case like that, certainly than among casual get-togethers and such.
Yeah, you know, the whole mask process and the concept behind it is that it doesn't protect me from wearing it. What it does is it protects me if I get infected and I don't know I'm infectious from transmitting the virus near as efficiently, meaning that basically if I'm coughing or I'm breathing out the virus, it gets trapped more inside of my mask and therefore it doesn't spread through the room. And that has been the whole premise that when CDC first proposed using masks back in April. And so, you know, everything right now we can do to layer on any kind of protection, we say do it. We still urge people to understand that distancing is by far the most important issue. When you're with a group of people in a room, when you're close together, that's when you're at risk for transmitting this virus or becoming infected. And so that's what we want to keep people to be, remember that. And also just the fact that while it's going to be more challenging as the weather gets colder, outdoor air is by far much safer than indoor air.
Very good. Dr. Michael Osterholm from the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Prevention at the University of Minnesota joining us again this morning on WCCO. The best to you, sir. Thanks for having
us. Thank you, John. Take care. Bye.
Take care. We'll talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.